Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian.
We've had a couple of nice, cool, icy mornings. How does that affect gardening in the month of June?
Obviously, not terribly. It's not terribly bad for our gardens, unless we've got heavy frosts. But in terms of doing things in the garden, this is a good time for planting the flowering annuals for just at the beginning of spring. Pansies and violets, violas, sweet peas. I put my sweet peas in a little bit late, but they're in now. Primulas love the cool weather, so that's a start for the flowers for early spring.
Is that for winter colour?
Not particularly. I mean that'll be just a little bit later. I don't know about your garden, but my daffodils are just poking through, so we're going to get all those bulbs during winter and towards the end of winter, and then the flowering annuals will come in just immediately after that. In the vegetable garden, Brian, broad beans can still be planted, spinach, spring onions, good time to go in. Cabbages and peas and kale and all of those kinds of crops. Now, they will be ready to sort of mid-spring, but we need to get them into the garden at the moment.
Pruning. Is that all finished by now?
Not necessarily. The modern advice on pruning your fruit trees, particularly apples and pears and apricots and peaches, those kinds, everything but cherries, the modern advice is to prune immediately after harvest. Now that everybody, all the trees have lost their leaves, you can reshape your tree a little bit. And so pruning's fine now, but you really shouldn't leave the major pruning until winter. I have a wisteria that is desperately in need of pruning at the moment. You take lots of new growth off wisteria during the summer, but now's the time to cut it right back to about three buds, and it will come away in the spring. And in most cases, the flowers come on the new growth. So that's a job that I have to do.
Are there any open events or open gardens that people can go to in June?
Yeah, well, not very. I mean, the garden club's activities are fairly limited at this time of the year. Some clubs don't even meet in June and July. But the Southern Tasmanian Bonsai Society is having a demonstration on the 18th of June, on Sunday the 18th of June. It's at Cambridge Hall, starts at 10 o'clock, and non-members of that society are welcome to attend. There's a demonstration in the morning, but there's a very special demonstration in the afternoon from a particular expert in bonsai. And so if you want to go to that, but it costs you $10 a head, they give you a contact name and number if you'd like to come along. Anita Shanahan on 0448 005 514 should be contacted, just so they know how many people are going to turn up.
John, just give that number again, please.
0448 005 514. The other thing I'd want to mention at this time of the year, as gardeners, we have to keep an eye on what's likely to happen. And it's always a bit of a risk on taking action too early. But I keep reading that, you know, the eastern half of Australia is going to have a extraordinary warm and dry winter. And that's encouraging me to take some risks with planting tomatoes. Now, I'm talking about planting tomato seeds. I've kept the seeds of some of the tomatoes I want to grow next season. And I'm going to put a few into a pot, put them in front of the window, get nice, warm and sunny, and see if they'll come up. And that might give me an early start to the tomato season. And who knows, I might be able to get tomatoes by Christmas time, which is always the aim of Tasmanian gardeners. Mind you, it could be a disaster and nothing will germinate, but it's worth a try just for a few.
Thank you, John. That's good to talk.
Terrific, Brian.